Mr. President, as we all heard, in just a few days, our colleague, my neighbor from Nebraska, Senator Ben Sasse, is retiring from Congress to become president of the University of Florida. And I have to say that his leaving is a loss for the Senate, not least because the average educational attainment here will drop precipitously when he leaves. Ben has four graduate degrees, three master's degrees, and a doctorate. And I have to say thank you to all his many staff who are represented both here and in the gallery, to his family, to Melissa and Corey and Alex and Breck, for the sacrifices that you all have made so that he could serve here and be such an inspiration, I think, to so many of us who've had the opportunity to serve with him and to see not only his great intellect, but his passion and his ability to get things done for the people of Nebraska and for the people of our country. But I will say that when I hire people, I typically hire people on my staff, or at least I try to, who are smarter than I am. And in my case, that's not hard. In his case, that's probably a little more challenging. So your staff has got to be the Mensa caucus around here. But it is no surprise that he became a college president of Midland University at age 37, making him one of the youngest college presidents in the nation. But seriously, Mr. President, the Senate will be a poorer place without Ben Sasse. He's incredibly smart, as I said, and he combines that with being incredibly principled. He lives by his principles. And he's always willing to do the hard things, the right things, even when they aren't popular. During his time in the Senate, he's been notable for speaking out against oppressive authoritarian regimes, for standing up for the right to life of the most vulnerable and innocent Americans, unborn babies, for his interest in the future of work, for his commitment to building up our American community, and so much more. He's a big picture thinker who oftentimes gets up at the early hours in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and just starts brainstorming on a big piece of paper. It's a quality that will serve him well as a university president. And I can think of few individuals more suited to leading university. Florida is lucky to have him. And I know how deeply committed he will be to the university, although I have to warn them that if the Cornhuskers ever approach Ben about the position of offensive coordinator, he may be out of there quickly. But no, I don't think that'll happen. But Mr. President, it's been a pleasure to serve with Senator Sasse. In addition to being a tremendously smart and thoughtful guy, he's a very witty guy who always makes me laugh, and I think many of his colleagues here laugh as well. He and I have a lot in common, being from neighboring states. And I'm going to miss him as a neighbor, as a leader, as a colleague, and as a friend. Mr. President, there's a lot to admire about Ben Sasse, but ultimately what I respect the most is that he is a man of strong faith. And I know that wherever life takes him, his faith will continue to be his rock. Ben, congratulations on your appointment at the University of Florida. I look forward to seeing all that your vision will accomplish at the university, and I pray that God will richly bless you and Melissa and Corey and Alex and Breck.